Chapter 1, Creation. The Holy Bible starts, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." The Old Testament of the Christian Bible is a collection of writings which deals with the history of a people. As with any history, it has a beginning. The beginning in this case being a spot in time when the God of said history created the heaven and the earth as it was known to the authors. The word heaven in the first verse of the Bible refers to that part of outer space which the author was aware of. The word earth in that same verse refers to that portion of the planet earth which was known to the author. I say portion because the writers of the original scriptures had little or no knowledge of the earth's size, shape, and status as a planet in a solar system in a universe. If Genesis had been written at a later date, it might start with, "In the beginning God created the universe." To do a fair and comprehensive study of the Bible, one must at least consider who wrote the scriptures as well as their understanding of the world at the time they wrote. Not a single author who contributed to the original scriptures had global knowledge. They had no clue that as they wrote, there were other continents and other people on the opposite side of the planet. Do I hold that against them? Certainly not. Do I consider such in my interpretation of the Holy Bible? Yes, I must, in order to do an honest assessment. Like most of us currently living, the authors of the Holy Bible had no idea how old the earth actually is. One thing we do know is that our planet is much older than previously thought. Having studied science, I tend to believe that some sort of slow process of change has and continues to take place on Earth. Since I am trying to relate said changes to Scripture, let's call it divine implemented evolution. Divine implemented evolution would not be the same as Darwinism. It would be based on the assumption that there is a God and that the evolutionary process which is undeniably occurring was set in motion by God. Can we prove this theory? No. Can we prove there is a God? No. Can we prove there is not a God? No. My purpose in this writing is not to prove or disprove God. I simply want to describe what I believe is a more accurate interpretation of the Christian Holy Bible. Where earthly biological inhabitants are concerned, evolution is a natural, slow process of change brought on by a variety of environmental and genetic conditions. Crossbreeding, inherited traits, genetic crossovers, mutations, atmospheric changes, etc. Complex processes even for a scientist, much less the average person, and certainly not understood by those who wrote scripture. Combining these processes with natural selection, often referred to as survival of the fittest, gives living organisms the appearance of an ability to physically adapt to their surroundings. As the Earth's biosphere changed in those years preceding the existence of man, living creatures on Earth had to adapt. Does this change continue? I believe so. Changes in the biosphere, land, water, and air, are not always easily identified since they come about slowly. Could it be that the pattern by which we see the changing seasons annually is but a small-scale example of the way the Earth itself changes over long periods of time? A glacial period within an ice age, for instance, is a cyclic global event. It comes, it goes, and it will be back. Geological studies tell us that the time periods required for mountain ranges to grow and then shrink by erosion, or the amount of time it took to form the Grand Canyon, dwarfs the time period described in the Holy Bible. I do not say such to discourage anyone who believes otherwise. I simply am admitting what I confidently feel to be the truth. In order to make sense of the Bible and its message, I must somehow see it in coexistence with the world it describes. Contrary to what some religions might claim, earthquakes, tsunamis, and other natural disasters are not signs of the end of the world. They are simply byproducts of the same system that has been changing the face of the earth for untold millenniums. Imagine the number of earthquakes and tsunamis that occurred during the plate movements that caused the emergence of the world's major mountain ranges. Throughout history, as the Earth's biosphere evolved, many of its inhabitants were unable to adapt to the extreme changes and as a result became extinct. Many of those creatures which did survive had to go through major physiological changes. Like it or not, one of those animals which evolved over millions of years is man. Therefore, in order for the Holy Bible to be true, divine implemented evolution has to be a real aspect in the history of the earth and in the development of mankind. If there is a God, he must have implemented evolution. Is it possible that man's physical body had already evolved into Homo sapiens before the God of the Holy Bible added spirits, creating the first human beings? Could it be that the animal man has been on earth longer than human beings? When the Bible scriptures were written, the authors did not use the term human being. The term man was used to describe what we now refer to as a human being. For the purpose of this writing, I will distinguish the difference between man and human being. When I say man, I am referring to the animal Homo sapiens. When I say human being, I am referring to the combination of a Homo sapiens and a spirit as described in the Holy Bible. At times, I may use the word human as an abbreviated version of human being. When I use the word Bible, it will be short for Holy Bible. In Genesis, when we read the first account of the creation of man, "Let us make man in our image," I believe it is a reference to the creation of human beings. Man evolved over time. Biblically speaking, human beings were created when God added spirits to the flesh biological bodies of the already existing animal man. If Genesis chapter 1 was inspired to its authors, it must have been done so as a simple explanation of creation for those who would not understand the overall complexity of earth and its inhabitants. If we conclude that God added spirits to the animal man creating human beings, then we must first ponder the question, why?